Are we gonna? Ready.
Hi, I'm Val, compulsive overeater. Thank you for asking me to share. I understand now that food was my first addiction. I always thought, because I'm in AA as well, I always thought it was alcohol. But looking back at my childhood, I always thought I was just a greedy child. I grew up in an alcoholic home, so food was sporadic. Sometimes there wasn't any, and sometimes there was. And my grandmother's house was my most favorite place in the world because she was a great baker and cook. And I used to stay there all summer. And I loved her food. But it's just taken me so long to get here. I came into OA 12 years ago, and I've spent the last 12 years in and out and in and out. I've got 108 days abstinence now, and I really feel that step 10 promises are coming true for me for the first time ever in OA. In 2020, when we went into lockdown, I went on a Zoom meeting, OA meeting, and I did some meetings and I thought, no, it's still the same. I can't do it. I can't do it. And somebody mentioned a HOW program to me, and I did a HOW program for 2 years. And it worked to a point. But going back a little bit, my childhood was all about, wanting to have food and not it not being available to me. And my first job when I was 12, all I wanted the money for was just a Saturday job, and all I wanted the money for was to be able to buy crisps for my lunch. I think you all call them chips, bags of crisps for my lunch every day, because I wanted to be the same as everybody else. And that's what I want. That was the most important thing for me in earning this money. And that's mad when I look back and think, I didn't have a problem. But I spent all my teenage years dieting, and taking laxatives, and then going through periods of starving myself, and then going through periods of not caring. And one of my behaviors is not weighing myself, because if I don't know, if I don't know what I weigh, it doesn't matter. So that was a big behavior thing to look at. And no matter how bad my consequences were, it didn't stop me. I realize now that it's a disease of forgetfulness. I just forget how bad things were. And I can remember in 2020, I was so low and I'd put on so much weight. I remember ringing my friend, and she was feeling exactly the same. We went on an OA meeting together, and we've sort of done this journey together. But in 2012, I went into rehab for 3 months, and it worked. As much as I lost the weight, then I left, and that was it. As all the time for me, it's been about losing the weight. And then I just go back to how I ate before. I've heard only in the last 100 days, I've heard things that I've never heard before, like that diet with support. That's what I was doing when I was coming into meetings. And I thought that I could, the reason I kept leaving OA as well, the recovery didn't seem to be great. And I think Zoom's had a huge effect on recovery, especially in this country. And I spent my whole life, as I said, dieting. I came into a HOW program in 2020, and I did it for 2 years. It was very strict. lots of rules and regulations. And I realize now that I was an authority. And part of my disease is I want somebody to tell me what to do, but I almost want them to do it for me. And then at the same time, I don't want anyone to tell me what to do. So I'm like flipping so much of a contradiction, you know. And I had lost my niece in 2020. So I was going through grief as well at the same time. So I went to counseling, and this grief counselor kept saying to me, because I was telling him about this HOW program, kept saying, when are you going to take responsibility for yourself? You know, any form of response. I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't understand what he was talking about. So, and I've learned all of this probably in just over well, the 108 days I'm absent, but I got my sponsor 2 weeks before that. And at that point, when I came into OA, I told her that I was 18 months abstinence, and I really believed that. But then she spoke about things like entire abstinence, which I'd never heard of before. And so I had to do a red, green, and amber list of foods. And that showed up things for me as well that I didn't expect. But I trusted her. And also, you know, I realized that 18 months that I was eating food that wasn't good for me. And one of the major things for me was I gave up Diet Coke for 12 years, and then I went back on it. So that's one thing I've given up as well. But all those things, like those false sugars that I was eating. So I realized that I wasn't abstinent for 18 months. I've only been abstinent for the last 108 days, because I didn't understand it properly. It didn't make sense to me. So it's the last 100 days has just been amazing. And I've gone through the program with listening to podcasts from Vision, and you know, going through the big book. When I went through the HOW program, it was all questions and answers thing, and it just didn't that questions and answers thing didn't work for me. But also going through the big book was interesting, because I've read the big book in OA before, and because I'm a recovering alcoholic, I could never see the food. All I could ever see was the alcohol. I couldn't relate. I just couldn't. But for some reason or other, something has changed, and now I can read the big book and go, oh my God, you know, and it's really clear. And that's just, you know, and it's all those things like being completely honest, you know, and this where it says and how it works, you know. I could have not seen that before, because I was never honest about my food, you know. And talking about, you know, entire abstinence, I had to really become honest. I had to. And I didn't want to be, that's the other thing, because part of me was I wanted to be able to eat what I like, and but have be skinny. You know, and it just, I don't have an off switch where it comes to food. I don't get full up. I don't get hungry either. I don't get full up. So I need some sort of structure, and I need to weigh and measure my food because of that, you know, not getting full up thing. And that's fine. I didn't like it at first, but it works. But honestly, you know, I thought when I first went into AA that giving up booze was hard, but oh my God, have I struggled with the food? I can't tell you. It's just been, I've just found it so hard. And when I came back, I left. I did the HOW program from 20 to 22 for 2 years, and then I decided, no, I'm leaving again. I went back. I can just do it with AA. And I thought I had done at that stage, I thought I'd done every diet that was possibly known, but I found more diets. And I could really see in that 10 months that I was out, I could really see the madness, the insanity of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But I just kept this getting the same result. And then that's when I came back to I went back to How for 18 months and then came back to OA. And I think part of it was I thought I was looking for an easier, softer option. But the first person I phoned became my sponsor, and she definitely wasn't an easier, softer option. And like different from how I had to ring my house sponsor every day, but with her we speak once a week. But I've got to listen to podcasts and say three things of what I get from it every day. I've been through the steps now, and I do two-way prayer, which I did learn when I went through AA, my sponsor in AA, but I stopped doing it. I just stopped doing it. So I've started doing that again, and I really feel that the difference this time is that I'm doing things differently. My sponsor always said, it's an easy program. All we've got to do is completely change our attitude and everything we think, do, and say. Which I thought was completely bonkers again when I heard that. But she's right. I had to change everything. And I don't think I'd ever looked at my behaviors before. I was buffet food, I was always first to the table. That's part of my, always looking for the biggest plate of food, not weighing. That's another one of my behaviors, quantity. So I have to weigh and measure. And there was other things that have gone blank from my behaviors now, but I'd never looked at that before. It was just the food. I just thought I was just a greedy person. I was just greedy and just wanted things my way. And also it's always looking for that quick fix. I wanted somebody to give me a quick fix. And I was always looking for that diet that, in the end, diets worked for me to a point that I lost the weight. But even then, that stopped working because I would join diet clubs, go for a little while, and then, keep going, but not doing the blooming diet. So I was keep paying for these diets and never doing them. That's the insanity as well that I went through. One thing that I'm not great at in, as I said, I do two-way prayer now, and my sponsor has put me on a step 10 train. I've joined a step 10 train, which I was really reluctant to do. Oh no, speak to a stranger every day, tell them my deep dark secrets. But it's flipping amazing. I did it for 2 weeks with my sponsor so I could practice, and then I started the train last Sunday, and the girl that I'm working with, honestly, it is a God thing because every resentment and fear that I've had, hers has almost been identical. And it's like, this is really God. How can you doubt? I don't say it's coincidence anymore. I just really believe it's a God incidence, and I'm just trusting it and I'm just keep doing it. For me, it's about that having patience, which I'm not good at. And one of the things that my sponsor, especially when I was doing the step 10 train with her for the last 2 weeks, was she kept picking me up on was reality. She kept saying to me, no, we're not living in Val's reality today, we're living in reality. Because I want my reality. I want everything to be hunky-dory and happy ever after, and that just isn't the way it is. It's just that acceptance of what is. And I will always look for the easier, softer option. I will always look for the easier way out. But I know today that, I've got to trust in God. It's, I used to think that abstinence was the most important thing in my life, but I know today that God is the most important thing in my life. So I've got to trust God, clean house, and help others. And it's just doing it. And the program does help me to see where I'm not living God's will, that where I'm on my will. And I've also learned that I used to think, how do I know what God's will is? But I know today that God's will is loving, kind, honest, and pure, and anything else is usually my will. So if I'm living, I'm loving, kind, honest, and pure, well, then I'm living on my, God's will. So I test I test things by that today as well. So I've learned that as well. And it's just been an amazing, it's because I started this in August, and it's just really, I don't know what's shifted or what's changed. Maybe I've reached that place of, of acceptance, and complete. I think my part of my problem was that there was part of me that thought I was still in control of it. And I used to say things to myself like, oh, for God's sake, it's only food, get a grip. And no matter what I did, I did all the things that, I used to buy boxes of food, eat them, hide the evidence, replace them, all those things. And when I saw that in myself, I realized I was doing exactly the same thing as I did with the booze. And I didn't like it. And my husband says he's been married to loads of different women because my shape has gone in out in out. And he's right. And he used to say as well that if I was awake for 24 hours, I would eat. And he's right. I would have eaten if I was awake for 24 hours. But I didn't feel I had any control of it. That's the thing. So today, I wake up in the morning. The first thing I do is turn my will and my life over to the care of God. I just do part of my step 11. I do the 3 and 7 prayer. And also this new thing I've introduced, doing the St. Francis prayer, which is new for me. I've always done the 3 and 7, but not the St. Francis one. So that's quite nice to do as well in the morning. I meditate, and then I do the step 10, train every day. I used to do step 10s as if something cropped up, I would quickly go from 4 to 9 in my head and share it with somebody if I needed to. But this way, it's so precise. I've got to write down what's going on, and I can really see, especially my dishonesty. I can really see my dishonesty. I think I could see my selfishness, and my inconsideration, but the dishonesty was a biggie for me. And that's really shown up in doing the step 10 train. So yes, it's just been, and I just feel like I'm just trusting it and I'm doing it. I went out for a Christmas meal today with some, I do crafts, and we went out together with a group for a Christmas meal. And we had to pre-order, so that was great for me because I could see what was on, what was there, so I could plan it, and I pre-ordered it. And they all had their desserts, and I sat there quite comfortably with my coffee, and I wasn't at all, it didn't touch me, it didn't bother me. Normally I'd be looking what everybody was having and I'd be envious, and but I didn't. It didn't. And I came away feeling, I just came away, I had a great time, is we had a great laugh, and I really felt like I was there for the company. Not like the old me. I was there for the food. And yeah, and it is learning, I learning to have patience and to trust all of that stuff for me is because I want it now, and I want a recovery now. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I want everything now. Patience, but persistence as well is another thing to keep doing, to keep putting in the action, not expecting it just to happen for me. And perseverance, they're really important points for me, is to keep doing what I need to do. But as I say, picking up the phone can be a difficult one. Making outreaches, it's always been, I've always struggled with it, but I have some nice friends now in the fellowship, so it's easy to phone them. It's not so easy picking up just to strangers, but I've joined some outreach groups, so to try and force myself to do that. If somebody asks for a call, I will ring them or say I'm available, so I am getting a little bit better at it. But yeah, I'm just really grateful. I just feel so grateful to be in this fellowship and to have recovery and feel that I'm getting to that place of recovered, and that step 10 promises are coming true for me, and that's what I wanted, because they came true with the alcohol. Like, I celebrated 24 years of sobriety last Wednesday, but I just never felt it with the food. I just never felt I was getting there with the food, and I'm starting to feel that, and it's flipping amazing after 108 days. So I'm really grateful, and I shall leave it there. Thank you.